Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5, if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at theawesomecrabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we appreciate the flying fuck out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We do appreciate the flying fuck out of
know.
You.
I don't know why it's flying.
Why wouldn't it? I think that's a fine verb.
Gaseous balls.
Maybe that's what it is, Pat Robertson.
Can a fuck not fly?
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to communicate with us while we're on the air here live for you. At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, a wonderfully warm and open and embracing and intelligent community of slightly pissed off liberals and some not so slightly pissed off liberals.
Man. It's all of that and then some.
Yeah. So that's it. It's a Wednesday here, a sunny I was going to say chilly Southern California day, but the people who are balls deep in snow right now would be like, fuck you, because it's, you know, 62 here.
balls deep in snow. I was like, oh, God. I was just picturing a bunch of snow people. I was going to say snowmen, but that's not correct. That's not progressive.
Snow persons
engaged in snowman porn. Oh, no. How else do you get little snowmen? Little snow babies.
Right.
Tell me that.
Frosty was as horny as he could be.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Linda McMahon.
Yes, congratulations
Good
to
job.
Linda McMahon being named to the Trump cabinet for
She's going
to
be in
something.
Charge of Small Business Administration or some bullshit like that. Great.
Congratulations.
She ran the World Wrestling Network or... She grew it. With,
Vince McMahon's wife, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or ex-wife.
Right.
Probably at this point.
It's insane. Trump's statement about appointing her included saying World Wrestling Organization or whatever the fuck it is. It's just weird that I'm hearing the word wrestling in the same sentence as I'm hearing the president talk about official business of state. It's so... I'm out of my fucking mind. Is he going to be... Is it going to be as bizarre as it's going to be scary, or what is it going to be?
It already is, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's batshit. The other...
It is batshit.
I'm sure some of the other... There's a bigger appointment today that's even more heinous. But that's probably the headline, so I'll hold off on that for a second.
Yes.
As I said, tweet us and all that stuff. And don't forget, if you're going to buy anything for the holidays for somebody or for just, you know, snicks, go through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal and Pissed Off Media.
Oh, yes. Buy something on Amazon before we get tossed in a hole.
Right.
A deep, dark hole, a liberal hole.
I guess we can see what the headlines are. The other headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, December 7th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I was looking at different screens trying to be like, what is the goddamn date?
You put it on a big thing up there.
It's the Remembrance Day for Pearl Harbor, right?
No shit. That's right. Well, I didn't know that. I forgot.
That was going on the trending on the Twitter a little bit earlier, I think, was
trending on Twitter
was the fact that it is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, 75 years. So that's one of those numbers that we tend to like for some reason, because I don't know, it's like ends in a five.
And you can, it's divisible. It's like a segment of a dollar,
right?
That's got to be it.
It's like three quarters.
It is. Take out like.
Chicago Cubs have traded Jorge Soler for Wade Davis. Just so you know, that's also trending on the Twitter.
You know, I read his. I thought he batted .283 last year, but he batted .238 with 12 home runs. I think that's a great deal. We're trading away potential for a proven commodity. I'm part of the Cubs. I am not part of the Cubs.
You'd be a Ricket.
Oh yes, or Jake Arrieta, who supports Donald Trump.
Both do.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington the Post is the other horrific. Here's the ushering in the end of the fucking planet.
Usher.
Not figuratively. I mean, this is just insane. This is Trump is named his choice for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, which they might as well cross out that middle word.
Yeah, protection.
And
let's fuck it up.
He picked the Attorney General of Oklahoma.
Come on, I didn't
Scott
see.
Pruitt.
I did not see this.
Where they are fucking the land so hard and deep that it's shaking back at them.
Oh wow.
We're now having bigger earthquakes in Oklahoma because of fracking and oil and fossil fuels. But, you know, that's all science and shit.
They're a bunch of climate deniers, aren't they? Climate change deniers.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has picked the Oklahoma Attorney General.
Yes.
Scott Pruitt to serve as the head of the EPA. He is a vocal critic of EPA regulations.
So why is he in charge of it?
Well, because they want to get rid of it. defends all fossil fuel interests all the time.
God damn it.
The Trump team, it says, has looked at Pruitt State as a model for looser regulatory approaches to fossil fuel development. Here at the HuffPo, it even says, despite the fact that Oklahoma is being rocked literally by earthquakes.
This is so fucking nuts.
Linked to underground disposal of wastewater from oil and gas operaciones.
Well, listen, by the way, Embrace Madness on Twitter. Yes, I second that. Motherfucker. Motherfucking fucker.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Motherfucker. What's the point?
He did say, he said that, well, there is a reason, in 2014, he said, well, there is a reason to have an agency called the EPA, as it has served a historical purpose, I believe, vital to this country. But I will say to you today that the historical purpose the EPA has served is not what is occurring. Well, what does that mean, I wonder? What does he think?
It's not about what is occurring, meaning... It's about...
Oh, I know what he thinks the EPA should be.
Yes.
When somebody like Duke Energy fucks the planet and spits out chemicals all over the place, and then they say, well, we can't pay for it. We're going to have to file bankruptcy because we got to pay all of our golden parachutes to all of our executives who are going to get all their money, and then all of our shareholders are going to get all their money, and then the people are going to be fucked, so we won't be able to pay for it. So
because
the government will pay to clean it up.
Right. God, that sucks. Because that's what's occurring, right? That is what is occurring.
That's what it is.
That's what he means. But what about the world that we live in and the air that we have to breathe?
Well, they don't give a fuck. They don't live near that shit. They live in their ivory towers and their big, beautiful palaces.
Oh, an asshole palace.
Yeah.
Jeez. He ignored that Marvin Gaye song, Mercy, Mercy Me.
Let's go. Oh, that another one.
Things ain't what they used to be. Something, something, fish full of mercury. We're fucked. I mean.
Trump once said on the campaign.
Yeah.
That he might eliminate the, quote, Department of Environmental.
We're going to eliminate the Department of Environmental.
He didn't even know what it was.
Environmental.
This guy is a very close penis cleaning buddy with Jim Inhofe.
Oh, yes.
Over in Oklahoma.
With Sean Cox on Sunday, we do.
Says Pruitt is one of my closest personal friends.
Oh, jeez. Boy, what a... How fun must it be to hang out with those dickheads? Jeez.
Inhofe said, he's very familiar with all the issues. He's been involved in every issue having to do with the EPA since I've been involved with, that I've been involved with. He would be very exciting.
Hey, was this guy involved when Inhofe made that snowball and threw it in the, where did he do that, James Inhofe?
Yeah, that was on the Senate floor.
God, why do we have a bunch of twunts in charge of us? This is not fair.
Because of misinformation, stupidity,
racism,
all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Jesus, you name it. We got it fucking us in the ass in this fucking country right now.
Environmentalists are obviously not thrilled.
Come on. Oh, come on, pussies.
The League of Conservation Voters President Gene Karpinski released a statement saying it's often said that in personnel is policy.
Yes.
And President-elect Trump's decision to nominate someone who has spent his career catering to big polluters.
Oh, yes.
Speaks volumes.
I mean, it's the Environmental Protection Agency, meaning you protect the environment.
Well, yeah, clean air, clean water, and clean land and soil and shit would be kind of nice.
Why is it that things like... It's just weird because climate change will affect everyone because we all breathe. We all have to walk around outside and shit. And I don't know. Why isn't this apolitical? Why is this not bipartisan?
There are going to be he's got to sit through hearings in the Senate.
Yeah.
The Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz, a Democrat, said that Pruitt's selection is, quote, the worst case scenario when it comes to clean air and clean water.
Wow. Now, that doesn't sound like an endorsement.
He says that he and other senators who care about climate change would be pursuing every procedure they can to block the man's nomination.
Well,
although they
luck.
Would need support of some Republicans. Good fucking luck.
Good luck. Hey, by the way, Jimmy Fallon, I just want to say I am thinking back to the time you and Trump played a little grab ass in your fucking shit late night television show. Thank you. Thank you.
Chuck Schumer, coming in as the minority leader, said in a statement that Pruitt has shown a reluctance to accept the facts or science on climate change and has a troubling history of advocating on behalf of big oil at the expense of public health. I expect he will have to answer many tough questions throughout the nomination process to address these significant concerns.
My fucking God. Oh,
but
my
it won't matter.
God.
It won't matter. They're going to, they'll rake them over the pun intended, coals.
Yes.
And then they'll, because there's a Republican majority, they'll say, we're so sorry that you have to sit here and listen to this. Remember, was it Rand Paul that apologized to the bank fucks?
Oh,
the
God.
Evil banksters?
Yes.
Or something like that? Because they had to sit through the evil, the tongue lashing from Elizabeth Warren and the disrespect from all these members of Congress who don't lick their ball sacks.
That is the cost, though. That's what they have to pay to have all the money on the planet.
Well, right. Yes. You know, but then they don't care. They sit through it and then they confirm them anyway.
Right.
That's just kind of what's going to happen.
But that's kind of different. I mean, you're talking about people being rich and poor, and you can be poor and you can still breathe the air, and you can be rich and you can still breathe air. But we're talking about being able to breathe air. And I don't know.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. Because what? They'll be dead?
They
In
don't
the short
there.
Time they're on the planet, yeah. they want to have as much money as fucking right. possible. You're an idiot.
And they figure they won't be there. They're not going to be in the areas. You think this asshole lives near anywhere where there's an earthquake? Although, you know, if one... Why, if you believe in some kind of entity, supernatural entity...
Super.
And you think that he's pissed off about homosexuality and everything.
Right.
Why is he shaking the fuck out of Oklahoma?
I don't know. Because Jesus can. He's that strong.
Maybe your deity is saying, hey... Stop hate fucking the planet.
Oh my God. We're getting hate fucked by Christ. That's a good
no,
point.
No, the Lord is shaking. Is there, the frackers are hate fucking.
Oh,
it.
I see. And God is saying, hey, listen, you guys are being hate fucked.
Yeah.
Pay attention. God, it's just sad.
He's played a leading role, this guy Pruitt. In lawsuits challenging the Clean Power Plan, has sued the EPA to stop vital protections for public health, including standards for reducing soot and smog pollution that crosses interstate lines. So he's one of these assholes who's like, I don't care if the state next door to me is inhaling our pollutants. How dare you have us make less money here?
You know, I always thought it was strange when I lived in Chicago. You just stare south. You can see all the bullshit shooting up from the fucking sky from Indiana. All that crap they're vomiting out into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But fuck it, right? You know, I'm subject to Indiana's environmental policy because I don't know if the air and wind understand where state lines are.
Right.
Who cares? Doesn't matter. Fuck it.
So there you go. It's, you know,
it's depressing,
it's
man.
It's everything we expected.
It's all
worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's worse. Some guy that hates the environment is going to be in charge of protecting it.
Right.
How's that going to go?
Profits before people.
I can understand. You know, I knew Trump wouldn't appoint anyone to any of these positions that I would like. But, you know, it's odd to put some I don't care what party you're in. It's odd to put someone in charge of protecting something that they don't like at all.
Right. I mean, this is the way the Republicans work. They put, they destroy a program they don't like, and then they point at it and say, look, it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I don't know. I just think things are going to get ugly. I think there's going to be... some father somewhere whose kid gets killed by a beam falling from the ceiling in Oklahoma from a fracking earthquake.
Oh yeah, sure.
Who's going to be pissed off and grab a gun?
Right.
I mean, that's just what's going to start happening with this. People are not going to put. Look at what's happening at Standing Rock. Those are peaceful protests, and they're met with
rubber
bullshittery
bullets.
And shenaniganery
yes.
and assholery and violence and
yeah.
fascism. But I don't think things are going to be so peaceful.
No.
If people start getting hurt and dying, like with the healthcare. People, if these assholes, I don't think they're going to. But if they somehow just repeal Obamacare and just say, sorry, you shouldn't have voted Democrat before.
Right.
Or you should have voted for us before.
It's punishing. They're punishing.
People start getting sick. Some little kid gets cancer and they have to try to get him insurance. And the insurance company says, no, sorry, you have a pre-existing condition. We don't have to cover that anymore, thanks to the Republicans. A dad's going to go postal. A mom's going to go postal.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be Democrats that they're aiming at. I mean, I'm not threatening. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen. I'm just saying.
Well, there is a cost.
This is where it's leading.
There is a cost. If your constituents are stupid, racist, xenophobic, fucking deplorable as fuck.
This is going to turn when these
There's a
people
cost,
find
right?
out that Trump is fucking them, that the Republicans are going to fuck you.
They're
going to
get angry.
Right.
And you've made, by the way, Republicans, you've made sure that your loony base has lots of fucking guns and access to guns. What do
you... The slight saving grace is that they're in charge of everything now. So they can't point at the Democrats.
Oh, it's their fucking
in 3 years and say, you tank the economy.
Oh, yes, they can. Oh, they absolutely will.
Oh, my God. It's a delayed Obama response.
They're going to say Obama set this up. We're dealing with Obama.
Well, that's why everybody's all over the internet, and I've seen even in some of the lamestream media, where people are saying, hey, here's a picture, a snapshot right now of the economy, of unemployment going down, of the economy going up. It could be going better.
Oh, yeah.
But here's all these examples of how the economy is doing much better than when Obama was handed it, and they just won't be able to.
Right.
Although we're in post-factual America now, so they'll just be able to say everything's better. Everything is better. Right. What about this line going down? Oh, that's libtard mainstream media. You believe that?
Well, you won't even have to say that. You'll say that's not down.
What about Hillary Clinton fucking kids in the back of a pizza parlor?
Yeah, right. How stupid.
So there you go. The beginning of the end of the world.
Fuck everyone. God.
Republicans.
Damn it.
Fiddle while the planet literally burns.
It is such a tragedy that we are following up Barack Hussein Obama with Trump.
Right.
I mean, his legacy's gone. It's like he never fucking happened.
I mean, everybody will remember. He'll be looked upon favorably in history as,
oh, yay,
if there's any history left.
Right. I mean, he'll be remembered because our faces will be burning. It'll be like, oh, Barack used to be president.
Right.
This nuclear winter really sucks. I'm being ironic.
Over at the monosyllabic Drudge Report, which is taking an inordinate amount of time to load.
Do you know why? Because we have the shittiest internet on the fucking planet.
Here they go. Obviously, this is due to Trump. Dow races to 20,000.
Oh, shit.
So when it was like 19,000 a few days ago.
Yes.
Or a month ago, did they say Dow surges to 19,000 thanks to Barack Hussein Obama?
He's black,
no,
Pat.
No, of course not.
The
Dow, S&P, and transports close at all-time highs as stocks surge more than 1% today.
Because of Trump, right? Because he appointed all these lunatics.
This has nothing to do with Trump. It says investors are awaiting a monetary policy announcement from the European Central Bank. Initially, it had lost around 1.3%, came back, erased those losses, and mostly telecom companies were rallied around a 2.4% lead then.
Okay, great.
And this affects normal people 0.0.
Yeah, I bet if you're listening to this podcast, you could give two shits.
This is rich people, Las Vegas. That's all this is.
Yeah, man. Hey, zeros are appearing in bank accounts in the Cayman Islands. None of it will trickle down, Reagan, you fucking asshole.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fucking idiot.
And millions of transactions happening today. Imagine a tiny little transaction tax on each one that Bernie Sanders wanted to give that would have paid for everybody's college in the whole fucking country.
But we got a bunch of racist lunatics out there voting for Trump fuck it.
And I say he wanted like a tenth of a percent or something, some minuscule amount of a transaction tax.
Yes.
A transaction fee or something like that on all of these electronic deals where all the billionaires and millionaires are just playing cards with each other, basically. I say, what about 10%? Fuck them. What work are these cunts doing?
They're not doing shit.
They're gambling. They're doing the equivalent of sitting at Alameda, grabbing a beer and betting on the ponies. That's all they're doing. And these fuckers are then screaming, "How dare you take our hard-earned money? What do you mean a tenth of a percent of a transaction?
God damn it! At least if they're gambling, at the very least that they're gambling, you throw the dealer a chip, you buy a beer, you tip a bartender." None of this shit is happening.
Our hard-earned money.
God, the fallacy, the idea that Reagan was able to sell upon the American people that if you give rich people money, they're going to trickle it into the fucking economy is crazy.
Well, he was a pre-Trump. I mean, he played on white nationalism greatness again.
Yes.
You know, here's a big, strong... I don't know why they thought Reagan was some big, strong, manly man. He was a fucking actor.
He's an actor!
He was a pampered, weenie actor who probably got pedicures and manicures and worked.
He was in Westerns.
Hardly worked the real... I've acted.
Yes.
That's what we did. Right. And I've done some hard shoots and some hard theater. Well, you know what? Theater is work, I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
That's a lot more work than working on a movie.
Even
though you can have days where
it depends on what kind of movie. I mean, if you're shooting something up in North Hollywood, you know, I honestly think those people put in a hard day's work. You know,
or a hard 4.5 minutes work.
It's like, oh shit. Oh, it's just so fucking frustrating.
So
fuck.
So, but I say, what about a 10%? What about a 50%? What about a 20% transaction fee on some of this shit?
And
we could pay for everyone's health care, and we could pay for everyone's education. How's that?
Or we could just burn some tires in the street and come take your fucking shit. Because
that's
honestly the choice. But that's the choice.
Well, it's going to come to that. There's going to be tires burning in the streets, and then we're going to get our transaction taxes, and then it's going to be like Teddy Roosevelt all over again. There's going to be somebody like him,
yes,
which kind of could have been Bernie, but there's going to be somebody like him who gets in instead of the opposite of the coin. We got the evil corporo-fascist side of it. Who's going to bang us on top of the on top of the pinball machine and leave us there.
Oh, yeah. It's America, Jodie Foster.
If there's any anything left of the Republic, then maybe we'll have a Teddy Roosevelt type or a Franklin Roosevelt type.
You know,
going to say, look, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Roosevelt did it. That's when we had strong liberal parties. Communist parties and socialist parties. This is before the Red Scare
and McCarthyism
and all that bullshit. Yeah. So there was an actual communist party. There was a socialist party. There were screaming progressives and liberals and putting a lot of pressure on FDR to say, look at these bank fuckers. Look at this. We're starving in the streets. We're eating rats. And these bank fuckers are like, oh, well, you know, I think we should just take away their safety net because they're just takers.
Those rich people, you rich fuckers, you should have seen Bernie as like the person that will save you from having your shit burned in the street and from having your head affixed to a fucking pike. Because how long listen, how long can the American people be your punching bag? How long can labor be your fucking punching bag? People are going to get mad when they get poor.
That's it. And then they're going to crack in this current administration. Is already using. Did you see the Jared Kushner, the turd in law of
this fucking guy
of Donald Trump, who apparently is like a senior advisor or something that at 35 years old.
How lucky are we?
And he's a
he's 35.
He started from nothing too, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He came from the streets and
His little zygote
bullshit, born out of a privileged twat.
Yes, the zygote that shot out of the urethra. He was already rich. He was a cum shot. Can you imagine? He was a cum shot and instantly rich. You're rich as a cum shot,
right?
That's amazing.
And his periodical, The Observer, is put out. It wasn't his, but it was an op-ed piece basically saying, okay, we've got to have the FBI start cracking down on these protests.
Oh, great.
And saying, well, and you know, the money's coming from somewhere, so they've got to go after them too. And guess what name popped up like 5 or 6 times?
Soros. The money. These people think that how are these protests being financed?
Soros is cutting a check. You get $20 for every car you burn and for every white person's window you break. And if you can find a pristine white girl and ravage the fuck out of her, make sure it's on camera, make sure they're black, you're going to make big money from Soros.
You don't need any money to finance protests. You see, here's what a protest is. A bunch of poor people get completely fed up of being poor and shat upon, and they run in the streets and they start screaming. Well, that's a protest.
People are tweeting. Where's my money? I've been marching.
Oh yeah.
Wait. I didn't know we could get paid for this.
Pay me, motherfucker.
But it was somebody who's reserving his place in the guillotine line.
Oh yeah.
Figuratively.
Right.
And he wrote that, you know, well, we got to do something about these dirty brown people who are disrespecting violent in the streets. Violence in the streets.
The fucking nerve of this guy, Jared Kushner. I mean, his family is essentially the royal family of our fucking country.
Sure.
Isn't that enough? Is that not enough? Does he not see the price for that might be some protests and he should just fucking deal with it? But it's not good enough that they're in charge. We all have to be subservient.
Subjugate, yeah, man.
We have to shut our face and we can't make fun of Donald Trump's fucking double chin.
And they're still paying 1 cent on the dollar that goes to maybe a brown person who is a single mom.
Oh, my God.
We can't have that.
God, Jared, put yourself in the shoes of an American working class person. I don't think you could. But, I mean, do these people not see how pissed off they would be? No, they don't. They're just rich twerps.
That's empathy.
Oh, God.
That's that thing that doesn't exist.
I keep making that mistake.
Yeah.
That we all make that mistake.
Yeah.
These people don't have empathy.
Correct.
They don't care about you.
Exactly.
So fuck them.
What else is going on there in the news? Those were your headlines, blah, blah, blah. Wait, did we do the Drudge Report? Yeah, we did. Chicago, we're talking about snowfall. Chicago broke a 1940 snowfall record. You know why this is on Drudge?
Oh, yeah, because fuck global warming.
Obviously,
look at all the snow.
It's just so frustrating. The utter thigh spreading to stupidity. Ooh. That we have embraced in this country. What do you do? What do you do when your whole country is saying, we don't care about facts. We don't care about science. We don't care about any of that. We just hate black people.
Well, this is what I think I do, and you'll probably do the same, because there's nothing else.
We're going to yell from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Absolutely. And make fun of them. We have to use our wit and our humor to make fun of them until they're shamed to death, which might not ever happen.
Because they have no shame. Right. They have no shame.
So there's nothing to do.
We have proof they have no shame. Their sanctimony that they've clutched onto for the years of this religiosity and family values, yet they lined up in droves to vote for the pussy-grabbing, wife-cheating motherfucker that they put in.
Family values, please. Burn in a non-existent hell, all of you.
Lying sacks of shit. Don't you ever pull family values again, you whores.
You cocksuckers. Listen, God damn it. What are we going to do when Jeff Sessions comes, when he comes for the weed? When he comes for the marijuana?
Well, right.
The pot. What then?
We go back to what we did. Back in the old day when we have a creepy drug dealer that we have to buy from.
I can't do that. I don't want to go back to that. It's so good now.
Well,
he can't take that away from us.
They're going to try.
Fuck this.
Don't forget Oklahoma and fucking Kansas.
Aye.
Both sued.
Yes.
Colorado.
Because?
Because it's funny.
Okay.
That these are the same states that don't care if their pollution is killing people in the next state. Yet they don't want the stoners from the state next door coming to their state.
Or right.
Our people are traveling across the border to buy your legal weed and bringing it back here.
Your people, they probably want to.
So we're going to sue you to make you not be able to sell it. That's what they did.
Yeah, and you know what really...
They lost, by the way. But those states sued Colorado to bully it into stop not allowing legal weed like its people voted.
God damn it. You got to feel bad for people in Kansas, man. They didn't vote for these fuckers. You know, gerrymandering fucked them. Gerrymandering fucked that state, probably.
Many.
Man, they probably want weed just like they have in Colorado, but they can't have it because of these white fat cats.
Right.
Is it race? Is that the biggest problem we face? Is it racism?
No.
That's not the root of all this bullshit?
No.
Okay. What is it?
Capitalism.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unfettered, evil capitalism.
This is what we need. Here's how we fix that. Everybody gets the same shit. Everybody gets the same uniform.
That's communism.
Everybody gets the same haircut.
He's kidding. we'll be on. We'll be quoted. Not in the Washington Times like we were quoted in.
Maybe. Oh, yes. That was a good one. That was about George Zimmerman, that fuck.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I was doing a search this morning for some reason, and I had never done a specific search for one thing, and I searched for our name in the news, and all of a sudden...
We popped up.
We popped up as being quoted a couple of times and shit. Well, our tweets were quoted.
You called Zimmerman Shooty McShootface?
No, that was the... Remember he was going to auction off, or he did, the scum, the gun that he used to kill, to murder that teenager.
Trayvon Martin.
And somebody had, the number one bidder on it was Shooty McShoogface, bid like $10 million or something like that. And they kept breaking the auction, so they had to pull it down. But then we tweeted something like, conservatives see or Trump voters, Trump fans see the name Shooty McShootface, and they feel immediately compelled to vote for him.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it, actually. I looked at it. That's it.
And that was quoted in the Washington Times. I didn't even realize it.
And the Washington Times is a crazy right-wing nut job.
No, Examiner is. I think the Times is conservative-y, maybe? Oh,
okay.
But not the Washington Examiner, which is batshit conservative. So there you go. Over the Drudge Report, the Dow is up to 20,000, which of course is due to Donald Trump coming in. Has nothing to do with the news they're waiting from European banks, which is the real reason.
Oh yeah, and it doesn't affect us.
And then of course, there's snow in Chicago, so all you libtards are wrong about that climate.
God, listen, man. Everybody that lives in Chicago, my heart goes out to you. The winter, it's not going to let up till when? April into March.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's the worst. The worst time in Chicago has got to be February, though, right?
Damn. Yeah. That's the worst. Late January, February.
Oh, God. Horrendous.
Worst in Wisconsin. You know, I was in north central-ish kind of Wisconsin.
Yeah. What were you doing up there? Churning butter?
Going to college.
Oh, yes.
To learn how to churn butter. Might as well. And it was cold as fuck up there. I mean,
horrendous.
20 below before the wind chill a couple of times. But there were still, because of that lake in Chicago, there's that, humidity, that's that wetness, that dampness, that holy fuck, it's goddamn cold in the air and the wind and stuff that I still give it's more uncomfortable in Chicago, I think, than it was for me up in Wisconsin.
My brother, who resides in the great state of Alaska, says Chicago is colder.
Yeah.
Because of that fucking lake, man.
There you go. Fuck you, Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Lake Michigan.
You're the problem.
What else is going on here? I've got a whole bunch of fun clips. Let's get right into it here. We haven't... it's been a little bit since we've had... One of these.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Cuts off a little abruptly there. The Glenn Beck moment, ladies and gentlemen, over at The Blaze. We haven't heard from Glenn in a little while. I don't think he's quieted up. I just think he's, hasn't said anything so batshitty as to make most of the news.
You think he's depressed over Trump? He's not a fan.
He's not happy. He's not a fan. And I don't even remember what it was, but it was last week was... Somebody please kill me. I agree with Sarah Palin.
Okay.
But I remember a couple of weeks prior, it was, oh, dear God, Glenn Beck is the voice of reason. It's how bizarro fucking world we are in right now with Donald Trump. So Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was. He's got a couple of things. First of all, he's out of his fucking mind because he blames. Pizzagate.
Okay.
On the media.
Right. Okay.
Because the media isn't accurately covering the real scandals.
That doesn't that make any sense, though. I don't know. Okay. Good point, Glenn.
To prove his theory.
Jeez.
Well, here's, you know what? This is a...
What's he wearing?
Like a really long segment, but I don't have. All I've got is audio. This is a clip from the radio.
Okay.
This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to...
That's an ad.
I'm not going to listen to Glenn's ad.
What do you think it is? Miracle-Ear? Gun safe? Gold?
Now you're going to make me listen to
I'm going to say it's gold.
To Glenn Beck's fucking...
Peace of mind.
This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hey, it's Glenn, and I want to remind you, peace of mind is tough to come by these days unless you have a Liberty Safe.
There you go.
Bam.
A Liberty Safe.
What are you going to put in it, Glenn? We're all fucking poor.
He should work with Jim Baker, and they can store the food inside the safe so the rampaging Negroes can't get it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, is Glenn Beck friends with Alex Jones? Do they get along or no?
They hate each other.
Why is that?
Hate each other.
Is Alex too crazy?
For a while there, they were trying to shit on the same cracker. I don't know what that means. But
that's a tough world. We've only got one cracker. We both have to shit on it.
Well, yeah, I was trying to think of a small space that they could both shit on.
Is it a graham cracker, a saltine?
Well, I think...
Is it a Ritz?
I think a graham cracker would be harder. Is it round, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to crap on a Cheez-It.
Graham crackers. What am I thinking of? What are the round ones?
Ritz.
Ritz crackers. That's
yes.
It. Yeah. Graham cracker is sweet goodness.
God. Turn in your cracker card.
I do. Well.
You failed.
Are you kidding me? I'm the whitest person in the universe.
Oh, yes.
After Mike Pence.
No.
With a Liberty Safe, you won't worry.
Okay, we're skipping ahead. Just a little sampling of what Glenn's talking
Mike,
about
Mike
here.
Pence is a fucking asshole. I okay.
You okay?
Moving on. I hate him. What is this shit?
This is their...
I know this song.
This is the musical opening.
Oh, it's crap.
Skipping. Barack Obama and their inner circles in recent months, pushing dubious factoids at least 16 times since August 9th, according to a political review of his Twitter posts.
Whose political review?
Oh, yes.
Now, that is almost word for word what I found in the Washington Post and New York Times. So that's why I jumped over to Politico. I'm like, why am I reading Politico. The New York Times or Washington Post? Let me get it from the horse's mouth. What are they saying? They say Flynn, who has 106,000 Twitter followers, has used the platform to retweet accusations that Clinton is involved with sex trafficking.
So the story there, I think we talked
about... Is that true?
We talked about it yesterday a little bit with this... that Flynn, Michael Flynn the Greater, who is the nominated or named... he's going to be because they don't have to go through any approval process.
Oh, that's great.
The National Security Advisor tweeted something or retweeted his... really batshit son.
Oh,
Michael.
God.
He's not a junior because he's got a different middle name. So how fucked up is that?
Is his son in the military as well? Or
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
I'll bet.
Bill Flynn Jr.
But they were like trying to get
is he a
security clearance for him?
Okay.
As that he was working on the transition team, all this bullshit. It was great yesterday. Jake Tapper on CNN shredded fucking Pence. Hammered that fucking weasel scum. Who is the reason obviously he was chosen is because he's brilliant at Wonder Woman, like deflecting of bullets of any kind of answer of a question.
I'm picturing him in the outfit with the golden armbands.
He initially said, well, this guy's not a member of our transition team. And then he was like, well, you guys were trying to get a security clearance for him.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, why did you try to get him a security clearance then? Well, you know, it's why did you try to get a security clearance from him? Well, you know, there's purple and then there's blue and then there's seven and the sky flies.
And by the way, Barack Hussein Obama's black.
He didn't say that.
Yeah.
That's implied.
Oh, yes. It's a given.
But so Flynn the Jr., though.
Ugh,
Flynn Sr. retweeted kind of a list of, oh, my God, look at this. And one of them was this Pizzagate bullshit. But his son, tweeting the fuck out of it. Oh, look at this, look at that. And then when he was receiving backlash, tweeted the backlash, thrilled that I must have struck a nerve.
And this is Flynn's son.
Flynn's son.
Oh, God.
And then he pulled what really should be a jailable offense. I'm kidding. But in logical rhetoric, or in any kind of thinking society, anyone that says prove it isn't should be metaphorically struck in the fucking teeth with a 2x4.
Because so fucking stupid.
He said, if Pizzagate's fake, why don't you prove it's wrong? He's fucking said that. This guy was gonna be a chief of staff to the national security advisor, and he said, if you think Pizzagate's fake, prove it wrong.
So what are we supposed to do? Go to the pizza place?
That's not enough.
Look around. I see no children
and
being raped.
Gunmen went there to release the children from the stirrups in the back, apparently.
And what happened?
Found nothing. Shot up the floor.
Oh, that can't be true. That's not good enough.
You know they cleared it out ahead of time. I know that's a false flag. I mean, they've got answers to absolutely, utterly everything.
It's so fucking stupid. It really goes back to like, oh, you're not a witch? Then we have to burn you. Because that's the only way to tell that you're not
a witch. And if you die, we realize you weren't a witch.
And we were wrong.
Your soul will be happy in heaven.
Sorry. My fault.
This isn't edited. This is like a 40 fucking minute clip. Let's just grab some random back here.
Random
in
back.
Cash, untraceable, and given it to the largest terror state in the world.
Oh, God. No, no.
Iran, right?
No, yes. No, 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 Glenn.
We paid Iran off.
Their own money.
We gave Iran their own money.
That was an part of an international agreement that their assets were unfrozen. We didn't shake some bunch of old ladies upside down into a giant bucket and save all their fucking Social Security money and send it over in dimes.
Give me your purse, Granny.
Go to the casinos.
Oh, yeah.
Grab some bleary-eyed old person sitting in front of a one-eyed bandit.
Hey, let me understand something behind this GOP. They think that cash... They think Obama paid the Iranians off with cash to get them to agree to a nuclear weapons deal or something.
To release the hostages.
Yes.
Which were that they had. And part of the deal. And then they're going to fuck us on the deal.
So let's think about that for a second. Well, I'll think about it. And I don't know what you guys want to do, but what's wrong with that? If it were true, what would be wrong with that?
You don't pay somebody to that's extortion.
But I mean, we got all this money anyway, and Iran is like, listen, we have a shit ton of nuclear weapons. How much? What if Iran said, hey, how much? We'll get rid of all of them if you give us X amount of dollars, and we'll never do nuclear weapons again. I'd be like, hey, let's write a check. Who gives a fuck? I mean, what are we doing with this money anyway? Why don't we buy all these bad actors off? So fucking what? At least we'd be rid of them.
Why don't we leave them alone?
Well, yeah.
Why don't we leave people the fuck alone?
Because I get it, though, in a way. I mean,
the nuclear thing.
The nuclear thing, because they could fuck the whole planet up. My thing is, let's go to North Korea and say, listen, dude, how much for your nuclear arsenal? How much for the nuclear bombs? Give us a price. I'll write you a check right now.
Well, there you go. I think we probably have in the form of like aid and stuff like that. We've probably said, we'll send you humanitarian aid. We'll send you this. We'll send you that. You know, the backdoor deals or backroom deals. I mean. And the backdoor deals.
Jeez, talk about Hollywood.
So I've got Glenn Beck's. So he starts talking about. That the media must realize it played a major role in helping create wild conspiracy theories like Pizzagate because you didn't do your job.
Yes.
And adequately cover what were actual scandals.
Yes.
Involving Clinton's cover-up of apparently some other diddler.
I mean, wait a second. Can they...
Gutman.
What is that?
Okay.
Oh, we're getting in. We're getting deep.
Yeah,
into,
we're getting into
bullshit.
Batshit crazy. U.S. Ambassador to Belgium, Howard Gutman, was accused of soliciting underage prostitutes. And Glenn Beck is claiming that that was covered up by Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State. Okay. He says that there is credible evidence Gutman was involved in a child sex scandal.
Okay. Well,
but that when Clinton was informed of these allegations, she ignored them and simply transferred him to a different embassy. He's saying she pulled the Catholic Church.
No, okay.
And of course, he says the press ignored the story to protect Clinton. And even though that he said that happened, Pizzagate is obviously crazy. But the only reason people believe Pizzagate is because how evil Hillary Clinton lied to them so much.
Oh, yes. She
about
laid the
all
ground.
These other scandals and all these other cover-ups.
Oh, my God. But the point is, the Pizzagate thing is fake. That should be the point. And that people believe this shit and it harms our society. I mean, Pizzagate, it's just not Hillary's fault.
Right.
It's not her fault.
But according to Right Wing Watch, of course, it's interesting that Glenn is on the sanctimonious rant about how the media isn't doing its job.
Yes.
Because he didn't get the facts about the Gutman story.
Oh, he fucked that up. How's that possible? He's got a whole fucking staff over there at the Blaze.
There was a story at the Washington Post detailing the false accusations.
Boo.
And how Gutman was eventually exonerated by the State Department.
Fuck you.
So, I mean, that's it. They were exonerated.
Okay.
He was exonerated. There was nothing. They found nothing.
Right. But that doesn't matter, actually. That doesn't matter at all.
Right.
I mean, Benghazi, the email thing. It doesn't matter.
I guess in 2011, this is Gutman writing himself. In 2011, I was called back to Washington to answer questions about reports that I had been seen without my security and possibly talking to drug dealers or prostitutes in the park on which we lived. I explained to State Department officials the rules in Belgium as to when ambassadors could be without security. And I said I'd talked to hundreds of people as I walked through the park over the years.
Right.
But none was a drug dealer or prostitute that I knew of.
How are you supposed to know?
So he's allowed to walk around the park without having security. He's kind of allowed to do that.
And so somebody said, hey, how's it going? What time is it? And you're like, da-da-da-da-da. Somebody takes a picture.
Right.
And that guy's a pedophile?
And then they're saying, well, you were without your security talking to drug dealers. He's like, well, I am always without my security in the park.
Right.
He heard nothing else, he said. For 2 years, until a former member of the State Department's Inspector General office claimed that Clinton had covered up 8 cases of alleged wrongdoing, including one ambassador who had solicited prostitutes in a park.
I mean, I don't get it. This guy, he's an ambassador. He has means. And he has money.
Right?
He's got to go to a park to score drugs. There's no one that can go get him drugs in Belgium. Please, shut the fuck up.
His name was broken by a New York tabloid. The leading Belgian newspaper filled 4 pages with coverage. though many of the stories were helpful, he said, including one explaining that there had been no reports of any illegal activity in that park in the 4 years he'd lived in Belgium. God, where the hell does he live in Belgium? There's no shenanigans going on in a park for 4 years.
Jeez, well, they've got a socialist society over there. Everybody's very happy.
No hookers and no drugs, apparently.
Don't they have those machines? Not machines, but don't they have those
machines? Hand job machines?
Blowjob machines. Don't they have blowjob machines all through Belgium?
Yeah, right.
Even in the countryside.
It's a great place to go. He said that there was another that quoted Belgian security officers. These are the stories in Belgian newspapers, saying that they'd often watched him, without his knowledge.
No, I thought you'd say without pants.
Even when he didn't have security, and that they never saw him engaged in anything questionable.
Right.
As the days passed, he said, however, the stories online...
Okay, the bullshit!
...morphed as if part of an internet game of telephone, growing uglier and more disgusting. It's the same thing that happened with Pizzagate.
But how do you get a game of telephone on the fucking internet? Because telephone works that someone says something to you...
Well, you lie.
You misunderstand
Somebody lies.
Okay. There's no misunderstanding.
Right. Somewhere there's somebody nefarious...
Yes.
Putting some, like that asshole on, was it 4chan?
Oh, God. The bowels of the fucking internet.
Who invented Pizzagate.
God.
He said, fully aware of the truth, State Department raised no questions or concerns, informing me simply go about my business as ambassador. It requested I limit my denial to 2-sentence press release and refused to be distracted by it. I agreed. Even as my voice too often quivered with a combination of rage and forlornness.
Well, yeah, I mean, who wants to be accused of molesting kids and scoring drugs in some park?
Oh, my God. Over the next weeks, I lost 17 pounds, relying principally on a diet of Xanax. My wife and family, who knew the park and thus knew the truth, were sources of great encouragement, but like me, could do virtually nothing to prevent the continuing devastation.
Well, the upside is that he lost all this weight.
Blah, blah, blah. He remained for his full term. Belgians were understanding at how unfairly he had been treated. I prayed the State Department would exonerate me quickly, but bureaucracy moves slowly.
Now, do we at Crab Diving endorse this Xanax diet as a way to lose weight?
Some.
Okay.
The 15 months later... Oh, my God. A newspaper, the State Department apologized to Ambassador Howard Gutman.
Well, that's nice.
When good people get smeared by leaks, it is a rare sunny day when they are publicly exonerated. But with the release of the Office of Inspector General report covering the wrongful leak 15 months ago,
Oh, my God.
Of previously discredited allegations of wrongdoing. So everything from the beginning was bullshit, and then somebody leaked it and said they're covering it up.
And you know what the horrible thing is?
Okay. And this is what Glenn Beck now, to backtrack, is saying is true. So it's spreading
just
bullshit
again.
Too, right?
It's just starting again. And the shitty thing is this guy gets accused of this. 15 months later, he's exonerated. But now people have forgotten. So now they're bringing it up again. And now he's being associated with this story again because they got to say imagine the retraction. So-and-so didn't diddle kids. Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks for the compliment. I mean, that sucks. Right. Yeah, can you imagine if you're Bill Clinton, you visit this ambassador and you're walking around, you're like, this part sucks. There's no fucking hookers here or drugs.
I put Antwerp on my
on
my schedule. Just I heard about your park.
Oh my God, Antwerp blows.
So there you go. I mean, this Glenn is now self-righteously crowing.
Oh yeah.
That the media didn't do its job with this bullshit fake story, and that's how the bullshit fake story of Pizzagate gets started.
What are they supposed to do? Follow it? Disprove it?
Was disproved.
Once you find out, I'm talking about Pizzagate, that there's no basement and there's no rape room.
You can't prove a negative.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Do I have to prove that every pizza parlor in America has no child molesting going on?
Some of the libs are fighting back. It's kind of great because on that shitbag Michael Flynn's... Michael Flynn the Jr., his Twitter feed, which was all about Pizzagate, they were responding with things like, hey, are you the guy that people are saying are you the Michael Flynn Jr. that people are saying likes to fuck dogs? Some people are saying they're doing the same thing that they do with their unfacts.
Prove to me you do not know a dog biblically.
Right. It's just beyond ridiculous. That's the
so stupid.
That's the big you know you're dealing with the lowest of intellects as an atheist when somebody says, prove there's no God.
Oh, yeah.
To you. When a God botherer says, prove there's no God.
You know what you say to that? There ain't.
Well,
get over it.
You can't prove a negative.
There's nobody in the sky that cares about you.
So, Glenn Beck, a little of... you want to hear just... Let's drop in for another little random sniblet here of...
A sniblet.
Of Glenn Beck.
One that's safe. But if he's going after government waste, that's great. Yesterday, Donald Trump said, we have to go against Boeing, cancel the contract. Because they're, what, $5 billion into it?
More than $4 billion.
More than $4 billion out of control. Okay. First of all, it was a development deal. They've only spent $170 million. $170 million. And here's the coincidence. The CEO of Boeing, which is our largest exporter, this is the number one export in the United States of America, Boeing planes.
With all the problems we've had with trade, here's a company that is actually done.
It is
do it on their own.
The number one. OK. And so the CEO comes out and says, if Donald Trump does these trade deals, he's going to kill our trade. This is the number one employer for trade. He's going to.
Yeah, he's he kicked one of the biggest purely American corporations in the nutsack.
Yeah. This must be, do you think he knows the guy that runs Boeing and hates him, or did they have some misunderstanding?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think he's a very petty, spiteful guy.
I think they might have met today, actually. I thought I might have been saying, and now all of a sudden they're, you know, licking each other's dick holes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the whole Boeing thing, the numbers were wrong.
Right.
That Donald came up with, it was a lie.
He came up with them. God, I mean, does he understand that he's president and his words matter more than anybody else's?
No.
And he sits there and he's like, oh, let me say some shit about Boeing. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
He's so arrogant. He doesn't feel compelled to be truthful. That's amazing. Yeah,
I don't think he's capable of being truthful.
Yeah.
I just saw a brand new story over at Media Matters. Why is the Daily Caller using images of black people with an Obama poster in a story about food stamps?
Oh my God.
There you go. That's just what we're going to be dealing with the next 4 years. Gross. Racism is A-okay, everybody.
Oh yeah. You're emboldened.
Speaking at the, oh, wait a second. Is there more Alex Jones here?
Oh shit. Yes, please. That stuff we did yesterday about Alex Jones and how he thinks the Japanese, they're fascinated with shitting in adult diapers. That's amazing.
It's insane. Yesterday's crab diving, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review if you're kind enough to. It helps us out. Leave us a thumbs up and stars and all that shit. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
And tell your friends about us. God damn it.
Helps us out here.
Word of mouth.
The Washington Post reported on the far right site InfoWars.
Yes.
Talk show host Alex Jones repeatedly suggested that Clinton was involved in a sex ring and that her campaign chairman, John Podesta, indulged in satanic rituals.
Wow.
He didn't even go.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the dinner that he was invited, that his brother invited him to.
Yeah.
That's the start of all this, was an email from Michael Podesta. Is that his brother's name? Who said, hey, I'm going to this spirit dinner thing, this artist. You want to go?
Fuck no. I don't want to go to some fucking spirit
dinner. That's it. There's not even, I don't think there was a reply.
That's he didn't want to fucking go.
And that means that Podesta's involved in satanic rituals.
Spirit dinner. Is it true they had pentagram jello molds? I mean, what do you do there? We went through this whole thing yesterday. It's a bunch of bullshit.
So then had that weird midnight video he put up standing in front of his... He's probably so fucking coked up. It's not even funny. and put out a video at midnight standing in front of his Christmas tree talking about, well, you know, all about the more doubling down on the Pizzagate shit.
You know what's weird? You think about somebody like Alex Jones decorating a Christmas tree. I can't imagine what that's like. I mean, he's so crazy. He seems OCD, amped. Do you think he gets mad at his kids when they like put too many ornaments on a single branch?
I can't imagine he's all like kind and Xanaxed up when he's not on the air.
Oh,
I think
fuck
this
no.
is 24/7.
Right. He's popping Viagra all day.
I think there's untoward substances involved.
Adderall. I guarantee you, he's Mr. Adderall. That's what he sounds like.
The over at Vox, they wrote that. So, by the way, he was pilloried in the media yesterday,
right?
Like here on Crab Diving, and Vox wrote that Jones is quote more responsible than any other single person for the spread of Pizzagate.
Oh, okay.
The totally false theory that a DC pizza joint, Comet Ping Pong. It's so stupid. It's a front for a child sex ring involving Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Comet Ping Pong. God.
Now, I'm skipping ahead a bit because there's other shit going on. A pizzeria in Brooklyn?
Yes. More kid sex. More molestations.
This is in Brooklyn. A pizzeria in Brooklyn has begun to receive death threats over Pizzagate. Police say a worker who answered the phone at Roberta's Pizzeria was told, "You're going to bleed and be tortured." Others have called, asked the restaurant, asked if it's connected to the fictitious child sex ring. Why is all of a sudden there a new pizzeria in Brooklyn?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're dumb enough to buy into this, I can see people getting the wrong pizzeria and saying, "Oh, yeah, yeah, you're the guys with the child sex ring, right? I'm going to come torture you." It's not even the same pizzeria. Maybe the number's similar. Maybe the name is similar or something like that. And they just looked up the wrong one. That's not nuts.
I don't know why.
I mean,
if
you're stupid.
But it's 400 miles away.
I don't know.
It's Brooklyn. And Washington, D.C.
These people are fucking idiots.
The Roberta's Moore Street restaurant was said, "You're going to bleed and you're going to be tortured." They got a call. There was a similar call the next day.
Yes.
People asking what connection they had to a website that published news about Pizzagate.
Okay.
Phone calls came after social media users started to tweet fake news that Roberta's was tied to a conspiracy theory. It's probably like a competitor. It's probably Dick Fucks Pizza three blocks away. Some alt-right Trump cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who is like, "Oh, this is great. I'm going to put this shit out, and we're going to tank our competitor's business."
Well, this is the world we live in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, shit. We'll just put out a fake news story about this other business, and then we'll get all their business.
Some creepy YouTube video went up. It was an eerie video about Roberta's Pizza compiling a series of screen grabs from the restaurant's Twitter and Instagram accounts claiming that the East Williamsburg pizza place had connections to the fake scandal. So it was nothing but some asshole made a video with screen caps from their social media that said, "Well, these guys are involved in Pizzagate too." No evidence.
Yeah.
No clue. No, nothing. Just they're involved too, and now they're getting death threats.
And you know what the creepy thing is? It's like, so the more and more of these fake news stories that come out, people will see how to more effectively proliferate their bullshit.
Yeah.
They'll learn from Pizzagate. The next one will be better.
A Florida woman has been indicted for allegedly making threats against the parents of a 6-year-old who was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Why?
CBS Miami is reporting the FBI said the woman, Lucy Richards, believe the event never happened.
Oh, my God.
Which motivated her to make a series of death threats against the victims.
Oh, see, this is the price of all these lunatics.
There's no evidence that she's an Alex Jones fan, but Alex Jones has repeatedly used InfoWars to push his Sandy Hook question.
Now I want a negative proven. You have to prove to me that she's not an Alex Jones fan.
You're right.
That's nuts. God, that's horrible, man.
Jeez. So here's a little bit of Alex Jones now. Not happy about this little spotlight being shined on him and his bullshit.
Why is he not happy?
Oh, no, Bill Clinton's not mafia.
Oh, hold on a second here.
Well, shouldn't he be happy with this coverage, this attention? Seems like he would like it.
He didn't steal 94% of the money from Haiti. Billions. Oh, no, he didn't fly on Jerry.
He didn't. I was reading about that Haiti thing. It's just not true.
It's bullshit, right?
It's just not true.
God. And listen to the way he talks about it. Oh, no, he didn't do that. Of course not.
Epstein's playing with the pedophiles. Oh, no. It's not in the FBI manuals that they call child pornography cheese pizza. But see how they lie. They go, Alex Jones created a whole fiction and about a lie about Podesta and sex and Satanism and blamed some pizza place called Pink Comet Ping Pong and said some weird hallucination about pizza. We covered the WikiLeaks that had a code about pizzas.
There's no code. God. No, there's no code. You covered the WikiLeaks and you said, there's a code.
That's like...
You didn't cover the code. That's like us saying, I'm going to read the last paragraph you said, and we've discovered a code, Ryan.
I've had an epiphany.
God.
In New York, that's in the FBI file, said, I don't know what that is, but they say it's this. It could also be about drugs. It should be investigated. Everybody else covered it, too.
No, they didn't.
But that doesn't matter. Then they use linguistics and words to go, oh, there's a pizza place listed here. Somebody mentioned it on Reddit. Let's say it's all about this one pizza place to only limit it to that one area, get all the focus there, make them victims.
So God, now he's saying that the Clintons and the Podestas, in between spilling their seeds in three-year-olds,
yes,
have had the temerity to create a fake... false flag, or no, that's not even a false flag. It's a dupe, right? It's somebody that you are blaming. You're framing them.
A patsy.
There you go.
Bam.
They're framing these, the comet, poor Comet Ping Pong. So they're like, it's not just one pizza place. They're going to make it focus on this one pizza place, then use that to discredit it.
You know what sucks, man? This Comet Ping Pong pizza... There's no child sex ring. That is not a thing. It's all bullshit. If I went to this pizza place, I order my pizza. The whole time, I'm thinking about, you know, poor kids getting abused and molested.
Yeah.
How do I not think about that? How is Comet Ping Pong not going to go out of business?
Maybe the pizza's really good.
But
I'm not going to go in there and think about kids getting butt raped?
Well, I would like to not think about that too, but that's never going to cross
your mind.
I'm
going to go in there and savor every bite and hope that it is flavored with a butt hurt tear of a lunatic conspiracy theorist.
Right, yeah. I know, but damn, they just associated it with this shit. I mean, it is going to fuck up their business, right? No one is ever...
Well, you would think a man striding in with an AR-15 and blasting a couple holes in the floor is an effect.
Yeah, I don't want to go there because that's where...
Well, we can't even go on our subway here.
Are gonna? Yeah, what's going on with that? I don't even know the story behind that. Why?
There was a foreign... It was something out of Australia. Somebody posted something.
There was
a tip in Australia that was
yes.
very specific. That said, there's going to be attack,
right?
An attack on the Red Line Metro in Los Angeles.
Why the fuck would they do that to the subway riders in this city? I mean, God, you're riding mass transit in Los Angeles. It's not by accident. You are. And it's not the best thing on the planet. And now there's terrorism. And now you're fucking with me on the fucking bus or the train. Fuck you.
Now they're saying... even though they had people waiting in lines yesterday because they had to have their shit gone through and their crotches sniffed by dogs and shit. And employees, maybe.
Yes.
A few lucky employees get to be on the crotch sniffing duty.
I don't want to be on crotch sniffing duty on the train. I mean,
now they're saying that they've decided that it's probably not a credible threat. The feds said late last night after police spent the day searching commuters.
You know, the folks commuting in LA's mass transit do not need to be fucked with.
No, leave them alone.
Any more than they are being fucked with.
Authorities found no evidence regarding a specific but uncorroborated threat made by a caller who warned a bomb would blow up Tuesday at the Metro Red Line's Universal City station.
Oh, God. Damn.
There was heavy security at all the subway stations, but especially, obviously, at Universal.
Right.
The signs were put up and people were told, if you're going to get on the trains, we're going to go through your bags.
Did they? I wonder if they checked people's pass to make sure they had paid at the same time. So the guy,
dickish.
It was an income grab out of it, too. Maybe there was no. Well, now did. I sound like Alex Jones.
I haven't seen one of those guys in a while.
Oh, they're all the time.
Did you see? I've seen a couple of them, but I
regularly.
For some reason, I haven't seen one recently. When
I write fairly often, I see that 3-4 times a week.
The popo that checked to make sure that you're
whoever the sheriff the sheriff's department they
to
come
make sure
on
that you've paid your $1.75.
Dude, pay in Los Angeles. I know it looks like they never check, but they check, and I see people who get busted. Oh my God! Yeah. You can't talk your way out of it. You
almost
can't.
Ended up in jail in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't. We got lost a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the language looks like... And it was night.
Oh, yes.
It was kind of late, I think.
Listen, as Steve Martin would say, they have a different word for everything.
And we couldn't figure out where to get a fucking ticket. And we found ourselves on the platform and the train, the door opened. And we just kind of stepped on it and hoped that we wouldn't get caught.
And who knew? Hours later, we ended up at a hash bar with a bunch of Rastafarians watching Jackass on mute. Right?
Rastafarians? Armenians, weren't they?
No, they were Rastafarians.
They were not Rastafarians.
They were.
They were Rastafarians.
In that hashish shop or whatever the fuck it was. The weed place. The cafe with the pot.
I thought they were Armenians.
You thought wrong. No! You don't remember Bob Marley?
There were no...
You don't remember Bob Marley on the jukebox? And then when Is This Love came on, it was like a religious experience?
Well, that doesn't mean they're Rastafarians. That means they're stoners.
They were...
I didn't see a dreadlock on one Armenian.
They all had dreadlocks!
They did not all
they
have
all
dreadlocks.
They all had dreadlocks. Why would I lie? Why am I lying about this? Wake up in the morning. I'm going to lie about Rastafarians?
Were we in two different places?
No. We might have been. The stuff they had at that fucking hash bar. Listen, the place across from the fucking...
Across from the bed and breakfast.
Rastafarians everywhere.
The bong bed and breakfast.
We even talked about it.
Which is no longer open, sadly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there you go. Los Angeles Metro and...
Alleged
there may or may not be a Rastafarian bar.
They were all there. They're
on the north side of Amsterdam.
All of the Rastafarians were there. You don't remember.
South side of Amsterdam? South side of
Amsterdam. I have no fucking idea.
Over at... Who haven't we heard from in a while? Let's talk about Brian Fisher.
Oh, yes.
Brian Fisher of the American Family Radio...
I hate this guy.
...program.
He's such an asshole. His voice is irritating.
Is upset...
Yes?
...with... The Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yes.
Which has, by the way, deemed the American Family Association a hate group.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because of their...
They're full of hate.
...hatitude towards LGBTs.
And that's what this guy is all about, right? Brian Fisher's...
Sodomy-based marriage.
Did he make up that term?
I doubt it, but he's...
Sodomy-based marriage.
I mean, the first time I heard it was from him.
Can anything be sodomy-based?
Sodomy?
Sodomy-based salad. Sodomy-based education. Sodomy-based sodomy?
Here's Brian Fisher.
Sodomy-based.
Denying... Apparently, the Southern Poverty Law Center mentioned Brian Fisher... saying that he at one time said that African Americans rut like rabbits.
Oh, my God. Rut.
And now he took to the airwaves to vehemently deny that and say the fake news is coming from the SPLC, that he never said that. It's lies. Meanwhile, from a column.
Yes.
From Brian Fisher back in 2011. Welfare has destroyed the African-American family by telling young black women that husbands and fathers are unnecessary and obsolete.
Okay. God.
So, in other words, take the welfare away from them and they'll bring their black men back home. And then they'll have to get jobs and then everybody will be happy.
Oh, geez. God, let me write
it's
that
trickle down.
Down. Oh,
it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's trickle down again.
Rut.
Welfare has subsidized. This is what he wrote in 2011, which today
yes.
he's squealing that he never has ever said. Welfare subsidized illegitimacy by offering financial rewards to women who have more children out of wedlock.
Okay.
We have incentivized fornication.
Oh, shit.
Rather than marriage. And it's no wonder we are now awash in the disastrous social consequences of people who rut like rabbits.
Okay, so he's saying he didn't say that.
Welfare destroyed the African-American family. Skip,
yes.
skip, skip. Social consequences of people who rut like rabbits.
God, how insanely racist is he?
You know, the SPLC has demonized me, vilified me for years. They went on a crusade. Rachel Maddow picked it up a couple of years ago. And one of the things they did against me is they said that I said something I never said. They accused me of saying, quote, blacks and minorities rut like rabbits. Now, I never said that. I did not say that. But they attributed it to me. They hung it around my neck like an anvil. They got the media to believe it all over the place, even though it wasn't something I even said. This is fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Come from the...
Yes, it is.
Yes, what you're saying
it's
is
fake.
Faked
news, yeah.
Are you reading from an article he wrote or
yes.
a transcript?
No, he wrote a column in the American Family Association.
By Brian Fisher.
Yeah, Brian Fisher.
He is lying.
Well, I didn't say it. I wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
SPLC. Now, what I was talking about on the radio that day and in that column is I was talking about the impact of subsidizing sexual immorality. If you subsidize, subsidize what the law refers to as fornication, that is sex between unmarried people, you reward them for doing it, you give them money for doing it, what are you going to get?
You're not giving people money for fornication. You're giving them money for, you know, like food.
I'm getting paid to fuck.
Good God.
How to monetize
fucking. Where do I get that job? Yeah.
Tell you what, that's a book. How to monetize.
You're going to get more fornication. You're going to get more of whatever you subsidize.
This is that Christo logic that people believe. Now, there's white hairs out there who are saying,
boo.
I can't believe, you know what welfare is? That's paid fornication.
I get a check every month for fucking.
How come I don't get paid to fuck?
Because you do it shitty. Because you fuck bad.
So if you make it...
Well, because you're 90.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody...
It's financially rewarding for people to have children out of wedlock. What are you going to get? You're going to get more children born out of wedlock. Because there's money in it. They can see the charts.
Listen to this music, by the way.
I know. Is this the
they
outro?
They can yeah. figure out if they want to increase their monthly take home. Just have another child with somebody you're not married to. And so I said, look, this is true for everybody because people are people. If you subsidize sexual immorality, what are people going to do? People, I said, will rut like rabbits.
No.
It doesn't matter whether they're African-American.
No.
It doesn't matter whether they're Hispanic. It doesn't matter whether they're Asian-American. It doesn't matter whether they're Pacific Islanders. It doesn't matter where they are white. They will rut like rabbits. SPLC misquoted me, labeled me fake news, ladies and gentlemen. I just...
Well, yeah. I mean, you are, you dumbass.
Gave you an example of fake news, how the SPLC tried to destroy me, tried to destroy my public reputation, tried to destroy.
No, you did that when you shit on Israel and
right.
got demoted from the fucking Family Resource Center, American Family Association. Remember, he used to be
yes.
their like official spokes tick sports twit.
Yes.
And,
and he was let go.
Hey, he was demoted. Now he's just got his stupid radio program.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing is, I mean, what does he call the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really rolls off his tongue.
Oh, he's said that a lot.
He knows them.
Oh, yeah.
But Brian, I'm not that familiar with them. I don't deal with them on a regular basis because, you know, I don't work with a hate group. Right. Who knows? Maybe Trump will. Are we going to get classified as a hate group in the new Trumpian regime or what the fuck ever?
Oh, we'll be anti-American.
What's his name?
We're going to be enemy combatants.
Jared Kushner, is that his nephew?
Yeah.
The Trump's nephew?
Yes.
He's coming after us. After crab diving, right?
Hopefully we get that famous that he comes after us.
Yes.
This is from Right Wing Watch that I'm reading. They said, as we noted earlier this year, when Fisher previously tried to deny ever having made this claim, after his original column was posted on the American Family Association's website back in 2011, now they've quietly changed the paragraph on the posting to make it appear as if he had not said that.
Revisionist. I mean, this is literal revisionist history.
We have... Before he said we've incentivized more fornication rather than marriage, it's no wonder we're now awash in the disastrous social consequences of people who rut like rabbits. Now it says we've incentivized fornication rather than... It's no wonder we're now awash in the disastrous social consequences of those who engage in random and reckless promiscuity, whether they are Caucasian, Hispanic, or African American. They even went batshit in the other direction to cover their... asses.
How racist, man. It's like, this makes me nuts because people that listen to Brian Fisher, they're going to go outside. Yeah. They're going to say, hey, see that black person over there? You know what they do? They rut like rabbits. They're ruining our country.
Well, and they cheat and they lie. They go back. That one guy that I stopped having a fight with on Facebook because he started going back and editing his previous comments that I had called out the bullshit on.
Can't you tell if he edits this?
Well, yeah, it says edited, but you don't know what was edited.
Or
you can't see revisions. You
can't see when, right?
But I would call him out and I would say, you just said this, you asshole. That's 100% wrong. And then he would go delete that from the previous and reword it in the previous one so that my response looks utterly moronic and not connected.
That's why you have to do that screen cap thing.
So I just stopped.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
I might have banned him. I said I'm not going to deal with some little trumpet who's going back revising history.
Well, the truth is that
Stalinishly.
Yeah, yeah. That's how every argument goes with a Trumpolo.
There's really no...
And that's genius in it on their part.
There's no morality. There's no honor. There's no... They really think it's Machiavelli. However we win is fine, as long as we win. If we lie, if we cheat, if we fuck people over, kill people, burn people, hurt people, as long as we win, who the hell cares?
If we get the FBI director to make some bullshit statement about nothing and we win, who cares? Who gives a fuck? We won. Trump even said that. We won.
Right. Do you have any regrets about the stuff you said during the election? He said, I won.
Oh, my God. He's like an 8-year-old playing Monopoly. Yeah. He didn't give a fuck.
We've also talked a little bit about Sarah Palin.
Oh, yes. She's mad, right?
Right. She took to the Twitter.
Oh, shit.
Inexplicably, to tweet about Trump's carrier deal.
Okay.
Apparently, I thought she was supposed to be under consideration for something over there, but who knows? She tweeted... when government steps in arbitrarily with individual subsidies, favoring one business over others, it sets inconsistent, unfair, illogical precedent.
I mean, I think that's a fairly accurate...
Which is right, yeah.
Imitation of her. Your actual imitation. It sounds just like her.
Now it becomes bullshit because she talks about the invisible hand.
Yes.
You know, the wonderful ball-caressing invisible hand of capitalism.
God, I want one of those.
Meanwhile, the invisible hand that best orchestrates a free people's free enterprise system gets amputated. Then Special interests creep in and manipulate markets.
Oh my God, you amputated an invisible hand. How cruel.
Republicans oppose this, remember? Instead, we support competition on a level playing field, remember? Because we know special interest crony capitalism is one big fail.
This is an insane statement. What she said is insane. And I'm not even talking about the content. Her actual words sound crazy.
Well, she, that's written.
She wrote that?
That's a blog post.
She wrote the image of an invisible hand being amputated?
Blog post.
I mean, that's an odd image, right? Or an odd... what is that? What do you even call that? What is that literary device? What would that fall under? Is it symbolism? Is it...
she's painting... I don't know.
Is it a metaphor?
Maybe.
They've been wearing a... This political correctness, kind of like a suicide vest. We bend over and say, thank you, enemy.
Like a suicide vest is a metaphor, right? Or is that a simile?
Simile is like.
So the vest is a simile. I understand that.
No more pussyfooting around.
Pussyfooting describes. What is pussyfooting? What device would that be?
I think it's code.
Oh, is it for child fucking, something like that? Oh,
yeah. Right-winging, bitter, clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religions, and our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Our religions.
You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of bullshit.
So, anyway, so Sarah Palin came out with that. We talked about that before, how she was upset about the carrier deal, apparently, saying that's not what Republicans are for.
Do you think she's really upset about not getting a cabinet spot?
And she's being called out.
Oh, is she? I'm disappointed she's not going to be in the Trump administration, aren't you?
She's being called out by someone we played a little bit earlier. Here's a continuation of your Glenn Beck moment.
Oh, God.
Here's Glenn Beck taking a minute or two away from his bullshit to take a swipe at Sarah Palin.
Let me go back real quick to Sarah Palin. Sincerely, has she had a brain aneurysm?
I love it.
This is, you know, they got a lot of content to put out. So this is apparently pre-show. This is their TMZ moment. It's Glenn in the office with, let me see, white guy, white girl, white girl, white guy, white guy, white guy. This
Bam.
Is his very rainbow-colored staff. And he is wearing a black sweater.
No, that's the one black thing in the
button-up
room, right?
Sweater with it looks like just a white T-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
But he's
dramatic.
He's standing, pontificating over the meeting of all the people in front of their PCs and everything.
Real quick to Sarah Palin. Sincerely, has she had a brain aneurysm? Because I don't know what has happened to her. First, remember how weird that was when she came out and she was like, I love him. He's great. And I can see him from my kitchen window. And she was crazy.
Oh God, they cut to reaction shots of all these servile white people who are going, Glenn, somebody pass me a tissue. My crotch is moist.
Yeah. So we're supposed to think this part of the Glenn Beck show is like the pre-show meeting?
Well, it's all the show,
but it's
of
not.
Course. Right.
He's just making, the poor people that work for him, he's making them sit there and be his audience while he pontificates.
Absolutely.
God.
Him from my kitchen window. And she was crazy when she endorsed. Mm-hmm. Then she went out and she was stomping and stumping hard. Then he said, I'm going to consider you for the VA position, which would be good. I think she would get that.
She'd be great at it.
She'd be great at that.
Mm-hmm. What? She would be great at that. It's 800,000 people, a budget of $350 billion. I'm in the ballpark. That's kind of correct, right?
Why? I wanted to ask Glenn Beck why. Seriously, what?
Well,
why do you think Sarah fucking Palin is qualified to run the Veterans Administration?
She ran Alaska.
Because She produced one from her cold vaginal lips?
Yes. And you know what? The only reason he went, supposedly, allegedly, the reason this kid went in the service.
Twant, right?
Yes. Twant. He got in trouble. He got in trouble for vandalizing buses. And then they're like, hey, you can either do this or serve your country. That's the alleged rumor I heard from some locals up there.
Well, remember, it's Obama's fault he got PTSD, according to her, and pulled a gun on his girlfriend and himself. And
I fucking forgot about that. I fucking forgot about that.
Somehow that was Obama's fault.
She'd be great at it.
She'd be great at that. But then this weekend, she came out and stood against his carrier thing, which she said is crony capitalism and socialism.
No, she didn't say it was socialism. Wait, did she say it was socialism?
I don't know.
Well,
it's to prove she just didn't drink the Kool-Aid.
But
it's so that when she gets the position, she says, look, I'm going to keep him straight.
I hate to quote people that I don't like to quote, but you own it, Sarah. You brought it to the table.
I hate to quote people.
That's all you do.
Well, and why wouldn't you? If you've got something somebody said, of course you quote them. I usually like to make up my bullshit. I hate to directly quote people.
He has a news program. That's kind of all you do, right? Yeah. You say what people say. It's the news.
Well, because he doesn't like to be quoted. So.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you hold me to something I said?
How weird.
You brought it to the table. I mean, how are you? He said he would do that. I don't
she's
get
just
it.
Not shaking the pom poms.
I think she's butthurt. I mean, seriously.
You think so?
I think she's butthurt. I think she's just mad.
Yeah, maybe she's not getting the position.
Butthurt.
Oh, God, these Luddites who are sitting around buttered? What does buttered mean?
It's butthurt.
Oh, butthurt. Oh.
when that guy suggests that maybe she's butthurt, it does sound kind of stupid, though.
Yeah, he's not the most articulate.
He's butthurt. She's butthurt.
Bad. Yeah, maybe she's not getting the position.
Buttered.
Well, there is that story about Last Tango in Paris, so they both kind of work.
Oh, my God. That's a rape joke.
You mean the hilarious story where the director and Marlon Brando forced a stick of butter inside... what's her name? Maria...
Hold on a second. That's a rape joke.
Yeah.
He just made... Like, ha, 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 they're butthurt and buttered.
He made light of the story of how the actress was sexually assaulted in a scene only because the fucking director wanted something out of her that he didn't think he was getting. So he's like, oh, yes, I have to get this lunatic, Marlon Brando, and we're going to rape her with a stick of fucking butter. That's nuts.
Together.
There you go.
I read in the article that she attempted suicide after that. Traumatized. Good God. And you know that fucking director, you know what he said? He said he was sorry. He regretted doing it, but he isn't sorry. Or something fucking stupid. An idiot. Oh, good rape joke, Glenn.
In that same genre.
Yes.
Ryan.
I just want to say, in that whole group of people, and they're all reporters, supposedly. They're not... loons. Well, they're all loons, but they're not.
Glenn Beck's heard here?
I didn't hear anyone say, hey, Glenn, that's a rape joke.
Well, you're not going to.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody's going to question Glenn.
That's a good point. Jeez.
In that same vein as the showbiz shenaniganry.
Yes.
News out of Poland.
Nine! Or whatever.
Yesterday.
What do you say in Poland? What do the polls say?
They don't do.
I mean, I've known nothing about the Polish language. I mean, nicked. It's got to be.
It might be like nay or something like that.
Nay.
I don't.
We are the knights that say nicked.
It says it's not knee, is it? Talk and knee, N-I-E.
Knee.
We are no longer the knights who say knee. We are now the knights who say ecky 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 zip bang boing zip bang.
Out of Poland,
the Monty Python moment has occurred.
The Polish Supreme Court.
Oh yes,
last night, yesterday,
yes,
upheld an earlier verdict from a lesser court that Oscar-winning filmmaker Roman Polanski cannot be extradited to the United States over a 1977 child sex conviction, bringing a definitive end to the case in Poland.
Oh, okay, I see. But is he in Poland? I thought he was in France.
He spends his time between France and Poland.
Oh, okay. What a creep.
And conservative member of some justice minister or something, and the Polish prosecutor general.
Yes.
He's the same dude. Polish prosecutor general and justice minister Zbigniew Ziobro. Wanted to hand Polanski over to the United States. He said when he took over, he was like, well, if this was like a butcher or a guy who worked on cars,
yes,
we would have thrown him in a crate and shipped him back.
Absolutely.
But because he's famous and he makes great movies and he's rich.
Yeah. God.
So a lesser court had said, well, no, we're not going to extradite him. And this guy he took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, we are not going to extradite him either.
What is it about these guys that feel like they need to protect Roman Polanski? I mean, what do they give a fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a rapist. Yes, extradite his ass. I don't give a fuck.
His lawyer says, we are very happy the case is finally over.
Of course.
You mean the case where he roofied a 13-year-old and fucked her? You mean that case?
Yeah.
They asked for, the U.S. asked for his extradition after he made a high-profile appearance in Warsaw in 2014. A Polish district court in the city of Krakow, where Polanski keeps an apartment, had rejected the request in October, but the new conservative government coming in, they're consolidating because they merge the jobs of justice minister and prosecutor general.
Okay.
And then this dude, Ziobro, was able to file for an annulment of the lower court's ruling, saying that Polanski's celebrity status helped him escape justice. But the Supreme Court said, we reject the request for annulment, Judge Mikhail Laskowski said. It has been deemed groundless. Now,
jeez.
I read somewhere that they had, last night I read that they didn't want people to think that they're not trying the merits of the case. They're not saying, did he fuck a girl or not? They're saying, did the lower court follow the rules? That's all they're doing. They can't weigh the merits on the case.
Okay,
and in fact, they can't even say, should we extradite him? Should we not extradite him? Their opinion is, did the lower court fuck up in its decision to not extradite
him? Oh, my God.
Procedurally.
Right,
constitutionally. And they said no. So even though their personal feelings might be, we should send this fucker back to finally face some music for this shit. We're following the letter of the law.
Well, listen, he'll just he'll continue to collect Oscars.
He's 83. This has been going on for 40 years almost.
Jeez.
He pled guilty in 77 to having sex with a 13-year-old girl. He served 42 days in jail after a plea bargain, but then later fled the United States, fearing a lengthy jail sentence if the agreement was overruled. So that there was something.
The prosecutors
appealed or something and said it's bullshit. And then part of the deal fell through.
I think
something like that, right?
The judge, the guy that was originally presiding over the case, fucked it up so bad that there was a prosecutor trying to get a mistrial or something like that. I mean, I'm not Nancy Grace, but that's how I understand it.
But he had some heinous deal in the beginning where he only served like 40 fucking days
and flew the country, man.
And then when it was called out that, well, this is bullshit, he raped a 13-year-old girl.
There was a conflict of interest with the judge or something like that. Maybe.
Samantha Geimer is her name, has made it clear. She wants done with it. She said she believes his exile's been punishment enough. Let it go.
Well, she didn't want to talk about it anymore.
But the L.A. County District Attorney's Office still insists that Polanski remains a fugitive subject to arrest in the United States.
Right.
There you go.
Jeez.
Another rich white guy skates.
Hollywood's full of fucking monsters.
40 days for roofing and raping a 13-year-old girl.
And it's not like he's exactly in hiding.
He won an Oscar.
I know.
A couple of years ago.
Thank God.
Hiding.
How did the Academy give him a fucking Oscar? I mean, that blows my mind.
They liked his movie.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but he raped I don't know.
We may have somebody in the White House who raped a 13-year-old.
God. Rape culture.
Apparently, that's
just American culture. Cool. That's just culture. Normalization of fucking racism. And now this.
Yeah, it's some heinous bullshit going on.
We got a guy who's going to be president who doesn't have time to be PC. We don't have time for that.
I've got a story. Oh, this is kind of fun. Let's, the Weather Channel.
Oh, yes.
Is inexplicably making some headlines.
That was my dad's favorite channel, by the
really?
Way. No. We always would watch the Weather Channel. I don't know.
The Weather Channel, snarkily, is battling fucking Breitbart.
Okay.
Because Breitbart...
Be careful.
...used a chart of theirs or something of theirs, cherry-picked the data to point out that global warming is fake.
Oh, okay.
In an article.
Sure.
So the Weather Channel's smacking back.
Oh, God.
They criticized Breitbart.com for falsely claiming global warming temperatures have plunged.
God.
Describing a Breitbart article as, quote, a prime example of cherry-picking data. And then they pointed out that Breitbart denied the findings of thousands of researchers and scientific societies.
Is it part of the point of having like the effect of global warming and climate change is that it's not like the weather's always going to be hot or it's always going to be warm. It's going to be chaotic.
Well, right. Yeah. We're still going to have seasons.
Yes.
And those seasons are going to be more extreme.
Yes. It doesn't call it something else than global warming, I guess.
Well, climate change. That doesn't work. Here's a little bit of the Weather Channel put out a meteorologist, a scientist,
yes.
A science type person, Kate Parker. Here she is with a video message that they sent in response to Breitbart's bullshit.
So last week, Breitbart.com published an article claiming that global warming was nothing but a scare and global temperatures were actually falling. Problem is, they used a completely unrelated video about La Nina with my face in it to attempt to back their point. Now, what's
La Nina is the ocean current kind of thing that changes.
Oh, yes.
Changes the weather, affects weather.
Worse is that the U.S. Committee on Space Science and Technology actually tweeted it out.
Yeah, did you see that? The Congress, some Congress.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Tweeted out the Breitbart article saying, look at the silly libtards.
I mean,
and Bernie Sanders even responded to that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, well, where did you guys get your PhDs from?
Yeah, I think I posted that on Facebook or something.
Space Science and Technology actually tweeted it out. Here's the thing. Science doesn't care about your opinion. Cherry picking and twisting the facts will not change the future, nor the fact, note fact, not opinion, that the Earth is warming. So let's break it down.
Science doesn't care about your opinion. Neil deGrasse Tyson says that all the time, too. Science doesn't care about your opinion. I don't care if you believe in global warming or not, because guess what? It's warming.
Yeah, the Earth is getting warmer, so
We don't care whether you believe it or not.
Their first claim is that global land temperatures have plummeted by 1 degree Celsius since the middle of this year, the biggest and steepest fall on record. Now, that was based on one satellite estimate of global land temperatures, not a consensus. And second of all, land temperatures aren't an appropriate measure. The Earth is 70% water, and water is where we store most of our heat energy. So when you look at sea surface temperatures and you combine that with land temperatures, you actually get a record high for November.
Stop with your facts and liberal bullshit. How much did Obama pay you?
You know, but the explanation is just too much. If you're a Breitbart reader, it's too much.
Yeah.
You're not going to understand what she's saying. There's too many levels, too many layers of things. I mean, it's a complicated thing, right? Climate change is not.
Well, yeah, but it's happening. That's not complicated.
I mean, yeah.
The ultimate bottom line is, it's not global temperatures are not plummeting like Breitbart lied. Like you plunging.
You go to the doctor and somebody says, hey, you're dying of cancer. And they're like, okay, you believe them. You don't exactly understand all the details of why you're dying of cancer and what the cancer is actually doing to the cells in your body. That's why you have fucking doctors.
Of 2016. Their second claim, it can be argued that without El Nino, 2014 to 2016 would not have been record warm years. Now, you're taking a look at the Arctic sea ice melting here in this video from NASA. When you actually normalize the data, aka take out the El Nino spike in temperatures, 2015 and 2016 still come in as the warmest years on record.
So they said, even if you, so the only reason, you know, if you took out La Nina, then it wouldn't have been warmer. And she says, well, okay, let's do that. Let's use science and numbers
right. And
facts and shit, and we'll take out the factoring for La Nina, and guess what? Still warmer.
They're taking out the anomalies, right? Is that what she's saying in her research?
No, they're factoring out La Nina, the effects of La Nina.
Oh, okay.
Which would have caused a warming.
Okay.
So you take that out.
Right.
And then they're saying, it would have been colder. And she's like, well, actually, no.
2016 still come in as the warmest years on record. So that brings me to claim number three. Many think that 2017 will be cooler than previous years. Now, it is typical, yes, for temperatures to drop in a post-El Nino environment, but certainly not to record lows. If that claim was correct, we would have had global record lows all over the last century. We haven't seen that since 1911. The last time we fell below the 20th century average was in 1976. And guess what? That was directly following the 1974-1975 strong El Nino. So next time you're thinking about publishing a cherry-picked article, try consulting a scientist first. And to all my fellow scientists out there, let's make the facts louder than the opinions.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, try consulting a scientist first.
Yeah. Climate change is real. We're fucked, man.
So
yeah. That EPA person, can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's an appointment, right? That person doesn't get confirmed, or they do.
And here's on their YouTube channel, one of the comments. Jesus, even the Weather Channel has been infected by liberalism. Stay out of politics, you retards.
They are. It's the Weather Channel. They don't even claim to be in politics. They're just talking about the fucking climate.
Right.
So stupid. God damn it.
Oh, here's a nice one. Up yours, bitch. Every person has a right to their own opinion. No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
Again, we don't care about your opinion. It's happening. Fuck your opinion, you pencil-dicked cuck. Fuck your opinion.
Up yours,
bitch. You fucking little tiny bald moron.
God, we're having a great dialogue in this country, aren't we? Up yours, bitch. Jesus. How stupid.
What is this? Oh, this is a kindred spirit, I believe. Jesus Christ, you fucking idiots who deny climate change. You retarded monkeys are holding our country back from reaching its full potential. Now you had the right to vote. You made our future president a fucking moron. Make America great again? No, you just held back America from being great ever again. Stupid, uneducated hillbillies, fuck you.
Damn. Is that a transcript from our show?
Tuesday's crab diving show.
Yes.
STFU Weather Channel, learn how to accurately project a hurricane's path. You can't.
It's a hurricane. It's a storm.
But that's what they point
to. It's the nature
of it. They'll say, well, you can't even tell me when a storm's going to end. How do you know there's global warming?
You can predict it. You can kind of look at things, but there's factors and shit, right?
Yeah. They're so dumb.
Hopeless. Fucking hopeless, man.
And what's funny is they
it's got to be horrible to be a weather person, you know.
One
you
of their
I should say you only get noticed when you're wrong, right? You only get recognized when you fuck up.
I think one of their like tweets from Breitbart was a response that she was saying, look how they used my video.
Yes.
And their response was, it was just some random video we picked. Look at her getting triggered and arguing over a random video.
What a retard. God, getting triggered.
This is our discourse. Is there anyone above adolescence at Breitbart?
No.
Beyond adolescence.
And you know how you trigger a scientist? You say shit that's not true. Right? That's not factual. That triggers them.
Right. You know what is factual?
Yes.
We're done. We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. And iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget all of our social medias and everything. And don't forget, if you're going to buy anything at Amazon, go through our hole. It helps us out. Go to Amazon at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Doesn't cost you shit.
Write us a check.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out when. Find out where. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed Rated R Comedy, or his website RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great rest of the Wednesday or whenever the fuck you're listening to us, everybody.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.